Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our program, which is entitled, You Have an Appointment with God, and we've been talking about the seventh of God's seven annual holy days, which is called the Last Great Day. And in this Last Great Day, it'll be the time when the greatest number of people will have their first chance at salvation. God will be judging people according to their faith, which is demonstrated by their works. And these people will be resurrected to physical bodies with temporal life, meaning that they can die. And if they die this time, it's going to be the second death, being cast into the lake of fire. But if they do decide to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, then they will be given eternal life in spirit-composed bodies. Now, this great white throne period of time, which is the greatest period of time when God is offering salvation to people, this occurs after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ here on earth. So Christ comes back to this earth, his second coming. He resurrects the saints. So this will be the first resurrection, and this will be a resurrection to eternal life in spirit-composed bodies for all of the people who lived and died in Christ, and all of those who are alive and in Christ when Christ returns. So that's the first resurrection to life, and then there's the second resurrection to life. The first resurrection to life is eternal life for the saints. The second resurrection is a resurrection to life, but temporal life, and that's for all of the people who have ever lived and died, not having ever received the gospel or received Jesus Christ into their hearts. But they haven't rejected Christ either. So what does happen, though, to all of those people who do reject Jesus the Christ? They live and they die, or they're alive when Christ returns at his second coming. All of those people who have rejected Christ, what happens to those people? What's going to happen to all of the people during the millennium, that 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ here on earth after he descends from heaven, when he returns to this earth at his second coming? What's going to happen to all of those physical people who are alive during that 1,000-year period of time? And those physical people who are alive are all the people who will have survived the Great Tribulation, the Day of the Lord, the Battle of Armageddon. These are the people who will be alive and who will be flesh and blood people. People who haven't accepted Jesus the Christ or rejected him. They're just alive when he returns. But what happens to them during that 1,000-year period of time if, after Christ returns and he does seek to open their minds to receive the gospel, if they reject the gospel, if they reject Jesus the Christ, what happens to them? And what happens to all of the people who have ever lived and died, who will be resurrected during this great white throne period of time on the last great day, which is after the 1,000 years? When Christ is ruling on this earth with the resurrected saints, what happens to all of those people who are resurrected to physical bodies, to temporal life, when they have their first chance at salvation? If they reject God, if they reject Jesus Christ, what's going to happen to them? Well, the answer is, my friends, all of these people who reject Jesus the Christ, the only name under heaven whereby we can be saved, if they reject Jesus the Christ, then they will be thrown into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. The second death is eternal death. The first death, everybody dies, whether you're righteous or not. Everybody dies the first death. And we all await the resurrection. But there is a second death, and this second death is eternal death. There is no resurrection from that. When people die the second death, they are gone forever. It will be as though they never were, because they will be cast into the lake of fire, and they will be totally consumed by the fire, totally burned up, and they will be no more. Now let's read about this in Scripture. Let's turn over to John chapter 5. and we'll read verses 21 through 29. This is John chapter 5 and verses 21 through 29. This is something that's very, very unpleasant, but it says, "For as the Father raises the dead and makes alive, even so the Son of Man makes alive whomsoever he wills. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son." And now we're about to see that there is going to be a judgment to death, where God has already made up his mind, Jesus Christ has already made up his mind, that people have committed the unpardonable sin. They just simply won't repent. They're stubborn, hard-hearted. They will not accept the gospel. They will not accept Jesus Christ. And so God has already made the decision that they will have to be resurrected to condemnation. And so it says in verse 23, "So everybody should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. But he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation." And this is Jesus Christ speaking. "Because this person has passed from death to life. Truly I say to you, the hour is coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they who hear his voice shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life within himself, and has given the Son authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of God and the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves shall hear his voice. Some shall come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and others shall come forth, those who have practiced evil, to the resurrection of condemnation," or to the resurrection that leads to death. And this is the second death. So you see there's definitely going to be a resurrection of people to life, and in this case, it means those who are resurrected to eternal life, and that's called the first resurrection. But there's also going to come a time when people are resurrected, but it's going to be for damnation, for condemnation, to be thrown into the lake of fire. Now, we're going to talk about who some of these people are. All right, now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 20 and verses 14 through 15 is where we're going to read. This is Revelation chapter 20 and verses 14 through 15. We're going to talk about who are some of the individuals who will be cast into this lake of fire. But first here in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14 through 15, it gives us a very clear definition of the lake of fire. It says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." So the lake of fire is the second death. "And if anyone was not found having been written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire." So this lake of fire is the second death. So who goes to hell? That's the question. Who goes to hell? Well, definitely the beast and the false prophet are going to hell. In Revelation chapter 16 and verses 13 through 14, we can see this. This is Revelation chapter 16 and verses 13 through 14. It says about the beast and the false prophet, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of demons working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that day, the great day of God Almighty." And now let's drop down to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. This is Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. It says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet who does signs before him. And those who have worshipped the beast were also taken. And the two, the beast and the false prophet, were thrown alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." So there you have it. The beast and the false prophet are definitely thrown into the lake of fire. Now notice that they're alive when they're thrown into the lake of fire. And that's what's going to happen to everyone. So people who have lived and died already, they will be resurrected and thrown alive into the lake of fire, just like the beast and the false prophet will be thrown alive into the lake of fire. And also, I don't know if you picked up on this in Revelation chapter 16, which we read a few seconds ago, but it said that there were three unclean spirits like frogs that came out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, which is telling us that the beast and the false prophet have the same spirit as the dragon, and the dragon, of course, is none other than Satan the devil. So what God is doing is letting us know that the beast and the false prophet are actually influenced, perhaps even possessed, by Satan the devil and his demons. And that's why it said in verse 14 that these spirits are the spirits of demons, which work miracles, and they go forth to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them together to the battle of that day, the great day of God Almighty. So these people, the beast and the false prophet, and some of the people with them, the kings of the earth, who go to battle at the Battle of Armageddon, who fight against Jesus the Christ as he's returning from heaven to establish his kingdom here on earth, these people are influenced, perhaps even possessed, by Satan the devil and by demons. These are the kind of people that God will cast into the lake of fire. Yes, God himself cast out people. He cast out many people. Jesus the Christ, as the Son of God, cast out many people when he walked on the face of the earth. The apostles cast out demons. There are people today who can cast out demons. But these people obviously are people that will absolutely, stubbornly reject Jesus the Christ and his power. They don't want to have the demons cast out of them. They want this power. And this power is so ingrained in them that since they will not repent, God cannot even cast these demons out. These are the type of people that will be cast into the lake of fire. These are the type of people who will go to hell. Now, who else will go to hell? Well, obviously, Satan the devil himself. We can see this in Revelation chapter 20 and in verse 10. It says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, "And the devil who deceived the beast and the false prophet was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And he will be tormented day and night forever and ever." That's the fate of Satan the devil. The beast and the false prophet, they're going to be burned up because they're physical human beings. Here it seems to indicate, though, that Satan the devil will not be burned up, that he will be tormented day and night forever and ever because he is a spirit-composed being. So definitely, the beast and the false prophet are going to hell. Definitely, Satan the devil is going to hell. The beast and the false prophet are going to hell because they are influenced, perhaps even possessed, by Satan the devil and his demons, and Satan the devil will obviously go to hell. Well, my friends, I sincerely hope that you won't be going to hell, and I pray that I won't be going to hell. I do have to go off the air right now. I thank you for joining me on this program, and I hope you'll come back for the next program. And may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org or call us on 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.